And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of August, 2009. It was on this day, 1912, in London, Virginia Stephen married Leonard Woolf and became Virginia Woolf. She was 30, he was 31. They'd been friends for over a decade. First met in 1899 when Leonard had come over to dine with the Stephen family at their home near the British Museum in Bloomsbury. It was a time when Virginia was recovering from a mental breakdown, and Leonard recalled that Virginia was perfectly silent during the entire dinner. This was a Thursday evening dinner at the Stephens' home, a kind of salon where people met to discuss philosophy and literature and art, and Virginia sat there silent. Leonard Woolf then headed off to Ceylon, which was a British colony. Had a job with the government. He was attracted to Virginia Stephen's sister, Vanessa, but she married the critic Clive Bell, and eventually Leonard became engaged to Virginia Stephen. And their marriage turned out to be companionable and productive and happy. A quarter century after they married, she wrote in her diary, "Lovemaking, after 25 years, can't bear to be separate. You see, it is enormous pleasure being wanted, a wife, and our marriage so complete." They encouraged each other's writing. Leonard took care of her during her bouts of mental illness. He was always the first reader of her manuscript, gave her critiques and suggestions. He was an editor by profession. In 1917, he bought a small printing press, a hand-operated printing press, which they set up in the dining room. They called it the Hogarth Press. That was the name of their house in London, Hogarth House. They published the work of their friend E.M. Forster. They printed T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland and the first English translation of Freud's writings. And later they published Virginia Woolf's novels. It was a stable marriage that helped Virginia Woolf to be productive. And in the 1920s, she wrote her masterpieces, Mrs. Dalloway, To the Lighthouse, and A Room of One's Own, although she was plagued by recurring manic depressive episodes, which Leonard, who also suffered from severe depression, recorded in his diary. In 1941, March the 28th, Virginia Woolf wrote a letter to her husband Leonard. She wrote, "I feel certain that I'm going mad again. I feel we can't go through another of those terrible times, and I shan't recover this time. What I want to say is I owe all the happiness of my life to you. If anybody could have saved me, it would have been you. Everything has gone from me but the certainty of your goodness." And she filled the pockets of her jacket with rocks, and she waded into the River Ouse, and she drowned herself. Here's a poem for today by W. H. Auden, Nonsense Song. My love is like a red, red rose, or concerts for the blind. She's like a mutton chop before and a rifle range behind. Her hair is like a looking glass, her brow is like a bog, her eyes are like a flock of sheep seen through a London fog. Her nose is like an Irish jig, her mouth is like a bus, her chin is like a bowl of soup shared between all of us. Her form divine is like a map of the United States, her foot is like a motor car without its number plates. No steeplejack shall part us now, nor fireman in a frock. True love could sink a channel boat or knit a baby's sock. Nonsense Song by W. H. Auden, from As I Walked Out One Evening, published by Vintage Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.